When an invitation came through to interview somebody about hedonistic hiking, our curiosity was aroused. What happens on a hike that's classified as hedonistic? Your host, Graham Kemlow, spoke to Jackie Parsons up in Pulpunka to find out more.
Well, on the line from up near Aubrey, Pulpunka to be precise, is Jackie Parsons. Jackie is from an organisation called Hedonistic Hiking. Now, I did know what the word meant, but I thought I'd better look it up and get an official definition. And it says to me that a hedonist is somebody who's a person whose life is devoted to the pursuit of pleasure and self-gratification. Then one other dictionary said someone committed to seeking sensual pleasure, the type of guy you might find in a massage parlour or an all-you-can-eat buffet. That doesn't sound like you.
Well, there are alternative descriptions, meanings for the word hedonistic, but when we were deciding on what to call our company, we had a lovely evening out with friends in Florence over a few bottles of Chianti, and we were throwing names around, having a brainstorm, and hedonistic hiking came out, and we had to think about it, and the next day we were still thinking about it and thought that really encapsulates what we do. So it's really, Graham, the first definition that you had, the devoted to pleasure, because we like to think that it's the, even though the hike is challenging, you have the carrot and the reward at the end of every hike of the fabulous food, wine, and also charming accommodation.
Yeah, I'm worried about the stick on the way to the carrot.
Well, our hikes can be challenging at times, but we like to call them enjoyably challenging. And we do, of course, have a support vehicle, so there's never any pressure to do more than you would feel comfortable doing.
So does the support vehicle chug along behind you? Or
no, we have there's two members on each tour. It's always either myself or my husband, Mick, leading. And then we have a team of wonderful people who we call our little saints on the road. They drive the support vehicle and they meet us always at lunchtime, but sometimes during a challenging morning or afternoon. Lunchtime, they'll be preparing a beautiful gourmet picnic of all the wonderful local produce, little glasses of wine too. And in the mornings and in the afternoons, we sometimes stop just for a bit of refreshment to get us up that next hill.
Okay. I have heard of a walk is actually was a walk in New Zealand described as the Wuss's walk because it had a support vehicle and you didn't even have to take a pack with you. What happens on yours? Do you carry a pack?
Yes, we carry a pack, but it's a day pack. So it's like a 20-litre pack, so people would have their own water, camera, waterproofs, extra layer if needed, but not a big heavy pack with a tent or food for themselves, nothing like that.
So who are you targeting with your hiking proposal?
Well, most of our guests were international, but being an Australian-based company, we have lots of Australians. I suppose age-wise, mostly 50s, 60s, but we have people in their 40s, and we do have the occasional guests in their early 80s as well. But generally, everyone has that unifying factor that they enjoy food, wine, and walking, and people have the different order that they like those three things, but that really does bond people. So we have lovely, friendly groups.
Okay, and what's the expectation during a day? How many Ks would you expect your group to walk?
Well, the tours are different, and we do grade them, but a short day maybe is 5-6 kilometres, where a longer day would be 20-25 kilometres.
Okay.
And with averaging 10-12 kilometres, and if we're in the mountains, then that can vary quite substantially.
Yeah, I would imagine. So what are your favourite destinations? I suppose the journey's really as much as an important part of it as the destination, but what are your favourite destinations?
Well, we design all the tours ourselves. We research and lead them. So we always love the places that we go. Over the years, with the tours that we've been running year after year, we have such a great rapport with the places that we go to. So I find that people often ask me what's my favourite, and I honestly don't have a favourite, but I look forward to each region for different things. I love going to Piedmont because I love the mountains there. I love the food. I love the wines there. I like going to Tuscany because it's in our backyard. That's where we that's where our home is when we're in Italy. And I love going down to Abruzzo, for instance, because you really, you don't see any other foreign travellers there. So there's something special about everywhere we go to.
What are the most popular then? Can I put it that way to you?
What are the most popular? Well, they're all popular, and I say that quite honestly. They're all popular for different reasons. We have people who travel with us every year, and so we find every year we bring in a new itinerary, and that always fills up because we have people that have done everything we do. We have currently 13 different tours running in Italy. Places like Slovenia, we do a tour in Slovenia, and we've been doing that since 2012, and that's always popular because it's a destination, it's a country that people don't necessarily know much about, and what they do know about it is wonderful. It's like a mini Switzerland, and they really want to go there, so it's something a bit different. So that's probably one that's perennially popular.
Okay. So how many people in a group, Jackie?
We have a maximum of 16 people in a group.
Okay. And do you handle the language challenges in Italy?
Yes, myself and my husband, Mick, we're both fluent in Italian.
Okay, what about Slovenian?
Slovenian's more challenging.
Right.
So fortunately, 50% of the country speak fluent English, which is wonderful, and we speak a smattering of Slovene, but it's such a small country that they don't necessarily, well, they don't expect you to be able to speak
Slovene. So you just wave your hands a lot for the rest, do you?
Sorry?
You wave your hands around a lot to get the rest of it understood.
Well, you have to when you speak Italian. It's impossible to speak Italian with your hands still.
Or European, probably.
Well, yes, generally.
Now, Jackie, when do your tours take place? I imagine the summer, do they?
Well, we start, we have tours running right the way from the beginning of May to the very end of October.
Okay, and vacancies this year?
We do have a few vacancies, more in September, October, and a few in the European spring.
And how long do they each tend to last?
The vacancies.
No, oh, well, sorry, the actual tours that you've
tours.
Got space for.
The tours are a week long.
1 week, okay. And so you stay in hotels, I assume? You're not under canvas?
No, no. We stay in what we would describe as sort of charming accommodation, boutique style. We always look
sort
for...
Sort of pension or this sort of thing, is it?
Sorry?
Like a pension?
Yeah, or a hotel.
Right.
Yes. But often family run, very comfortable, all en suite rooms. Some are more luxurious, some are simpler, but they always have a wonderful welcome. And we choose, the hoteliers have become our friends over the years.
And so do you have single supplements and that type of thing?
We do have single supplements, and we have many single travellers, and the feedback has been that they feel very well looked after with Hedonistic Hiking. They have excellent rooms, just like the rest of the guests, and we have a very low single supplement.
Okay, so is the whole package put together by you to include what? Is the airfare part of the deal?
The airfare's not included.
Right.
So, for example, a tour in Tuscany would start and finish in Pisa, and from the moment we meet the group in Pisa to the moment we drop them back at the end of the week, it's all inclusive.
So
that's the transfers, the food, the wine, the accommodation.
So basically it's airport to airport?
Airport to airport.
Okay. And do you start, do any of them go from one airport and you would depart from a different one?
A few of them do. For example, the Slovenia one starts in Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia, and then it finishes in Venice.
Okay. Now, you're in Por Panca. I would have thought there's plenty of walking to do up there. The Aussies not into hedonistic hiking?
We do a few hiking weekends when we're here in March and early April, but we found that there's a bigger demand to go hiking overseas because the Aussies especially are very independent, and a lot of the hiking they do in their own country, they organise themselves. And, well, we love taking people across to Italy because it's such a fabulous place to go hiking, and we take people to parts of the country that they would never see and never discover on their own.
And I guess you can legitimately carbohydrate load because you're going to walk it off the next day.
Totally.
You can pass to yourself.
Completely guilt-free indulgence.
Jackie, it sounds great. What did you always do this, or what did you do in a former life? Or?
Well, Mick and I have always been interested in hiking. We met in the travel industry in the early 90s, working for Contiki.
Yeah.
That's how we met overseas, and we met whilst we were in Italy. So we fell in love with Italy, we fell in love with each other. So we had a lot of experience in the travel industry, but then we moved to the small group travel and hiking especially, and then set up on our own after working freelance for a few other companies.
You know, I reckon Contiki's got a lot to answer for. Don't know what happened to the top of that double-decker bus, but lots of people met in Contiki.
I know.
You do know. You sound like you know too, Jackie. No, that's great. Great to talk with you, and a really interesting business that you've got there. How long have you been doing it?
Well, we're excited because this year is our 10th year in business.
Okay. Well, congratulations on 10 years. And if people want to get in touch or find out more about hedonistic hiking, is there a website?
Yes, we have a website, hedonistichiking.com.
Yep. And they can speak to you on the website. You're in and out of the country, so there's no point giving out phone numbers. So go to hedonistichiking.com and Jackie or Mick, is it?
Yes.
Fantastic. Great to talk with you, Jackie, and good luck on the road.
Thank you very much, Graeme. It's been a pleasure.